You gonna hear everything. You gonna hear my thoughts.
Oh man. Would you open the door to a stranger if he's good looking like that?
No.
No. Okay.
And I say that is because of the way my house is situated. Like, if I'm all the way upstairs, I'm not coming downstairs. I'm just not gonna do it. I don't care how fine you are. If you don't, because I don't like unexpected guests anyway. So I'm like, why are you ringing my doorbell? And you see all the other houses on the block? Why are you ringing mine? So I would, I wouldn't.
So how did you get in the headspace where you had to be afraid of this good-looking lady's man?
He's not that fine to me. And that accent is stupid. I can't understand anything he's saying. No.
That's awesome.
Well, I think where Terry is in her life, where you meet her, I think she's at her lowest point. She was a powerhouse, go-getter woman, DA, district attorney in New York. Fell in love, got married, had two children, kind of lost herself. That's what happens to women a lot of times when we get married. It's like it becomes all about the man and we lose a sense of self. So I feel like it was a lot going on for her where if everything was happy at home and she was happy with herself, she probably would not have opened the door. But then she does because, have you seen the film?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And so you know she's expecting. It's not like she's a dummy and she's going to the door like, ooh, who is this? Like, she's actually expecting someone to come over. So that's how she even opens the door anyway. And then he turns around and he's fine and he's bleeding. So I got to help him. I don't want to find him dead the next day on my doorstep.
Forgive me for being angry with her for doing that.
I know, but remember, she went to the door because she thought I was a girlfriend. Yes. And then it just happened to be tall, so chocolate, and handsome.
She didn't use woman's instincts. You mentioned that. Have you ever used women's instincts?
I always do. Yeah. That women's intuition. Instinct is different. Intuition is something you guys don't have. You have instinct.
Okay.
All humans have instinct. But women, we have intuition. And again, like I said, I don't think she would have ever opened that door if she was not expecting her friend. So that's how we wouldn't have a movie if her friend wasn't coming over.
What were some of your challenges in filming a thriller?
I guess the biggest challenge for me was the fight scene. It took us 3 nights to film it. I had never done a choreographed, intense fight scene like that. That was like, oh my God, this is a lot of work. I had bruises. He hit me in the mouth with the gun one time. I mean, it's a lot of, you exhaust a lot of energy into those scenes. And so, I mean, every night I was wiped out. Would I do another thriller? Absolutely. But I would want to play the psychotic one.
You're one of the producers.
Yes.
How was that adventure?
It was wow. You have to have the gift of gab. I threatened Idris's life. I cried. That was the performance. Getting him to do the movie, I had to talk him into it. Because what happened was the script. That's how I met Will Packer. I met Will Packer with this script about 7 years ago. The first year, Terrence Howard and I hosted the Soul Train Awards, and Will was just starting. I think his last project was Stomp the Yard. And so he was still up and coming. And he said, I have this script. It's been sitting over at the studio. It was written for white leads. And I just think you would be great. We'll find a great white guy to put opposite you. We went down a list. Schedules, it just didn't work out. Then in the interim, Think Like a Man came along. So that got kind of put on the back burner. But before I got into Think Like a Man, we had already attached Idris. We were like, oh, well, why don't we just make it two black leads? Well, let's do that. And then it was like, well, I already work with this one. I work with that one. Oh, Idris! And so Idris was huge over at Screen Gems. He did like 6 or 7 movies with them. And so it was like a no-brainer. But it took effort and work and a lot of begging and crying. I played the single mama card. I was like, because what happened when we did Think Like a Man and that came out, he got busy, and he booked Mandela, and I get it. That's an actor's dream role. I get it, Idris, but you did promise me that you were going to do this film, and my son is about to go to college, and I need this money. So please, Idris. And he did it. So.
Do you feel, even though you kick ass in the film, do you feel it plays into the lonely, vulnerable stereotype of a housewife?
I don't think so at all, because never once is she in a victim's position. As soon as she figures out that this something's off about this guy, she goes into survival mode. It's either me or him, and it ain't gonna be me. And I got my kids too. You know, women, mothers are known to lift cars up off of their babies.
Yeah.
You know, I believe in that kind of power. When you have shared your body with another human for 9 months, it's nothing you wouldn't do. I have nightmares about something happening to my son, and I'm like, oh, whoever did it is going to die. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just this rage that comes out of you. It's uncontrollable. It's unexplainable. You're like a mother bear or cub, or I mean, a mother like lioness, or I can't explain it. You know what I mean, right?
Does this movie make you in a question helping out a stranger in your own personal life?
I think the world that we live in today makes us all question that, because you just don't know. People are strange. It's a different world we live in. And with this Instagram and, you know, this social media, you don't know if people are watching you. You don't know. It's a weird world we live in right now. And I'm a very helpful person. Like, I can't walk past somebody. And I remember I was driving, and this woman, she had her two dogs, and she was in a wheelchair, and some kind of way she flipped over, and her head was sort of like off the curb in the street. I mean, I didn't even think about it. I pulled right over, and I went to try and help her. You know, it's just in me. I can't, I have a heart. I don't know. I have compassion.
You said you couldn't understand Idris's accent.
No, I was joking.
I know you were joking. I know you were joking.
Here's accent.
What was it like working with him, and how good is his American accent?
He worked really hard on that. Every time he came and said, he had a cork in his mouth. And he worked with a dialect coach, so they were right there with him the entire time. You know, and if I heard it slip, I'd be like, babe, you slipped. You don't sound so southern anymore. You know, so, you know, we help each other. That's what we do. I mean, when you work with somebody that you admire and you look up to and you respect their work, that's what you do. And he was open to it. But I thought he did an amazing job. I think his best accent work was on The Wire, because right. I'm from Washington, D.C., and I'm from the hood. We're, you know, not in Baltimore, but where crack was being sold. And I didn't even know he was British. I didn't even know who he was. And I was like, who is this guy? Well, first of all, he's fine. But then when I found out he was a Brit, I was like, what? I mean, he literally sound like my friends that I grew up with back in the day. I mean, he's really good at that. Most Brits are, though. I think if you have a British accent, I think it's easier to affect other accents. I don't know. It's something about it. Mm-hmm. I can't
do you an American accent.
No, not at all. If you had
but
a
you're right. I mean, there's a whole series of Brits, you know.
That can do it, and you don't even know. Yeah. You don't even know. It's like, I didn't know you were British.
Last question.
Was it hard handling the baby, like, when you were doing
it? Oh, yeah, it was a lot of work. A lot of times we wouldn't use a real baby. We would put a fake baby in there just because I had to do so much physical stuff, and I didn't want to drop that baby. I had that on my head. He was a fat little adorable baby.
Was mom just off camera?
Yeah, she was always there. But he, you know, was a very mild baby. Baby stayed asleep. I was like, baby, wake up. We need you to cry. Right? No, it was a lot of fun, though. And the little girl was, she was adorable. And just, that's what I love about kids. They're like sponges. They watch her every word. And, she was just a sweet little princess. I enjoy, is this my hair or yours? I enjoy working with the kids, though, because I'm a mom, and so I'm really good with kids. And so even babies, like, I don't know, it's something about they must can tell I'm a mother, because they cry, and they'll get in my arms, and they're like, oh, hello. You know, so.
Real quick, what are you doing next?
Empire. Lee Daniels, Danny Strong, written and produced a television series for Fox. It airs in January. It's starring myself, Terrence Howard. Gabourey Sidibe is in it, Malik Yoba, and we're discovering a lot of new talent. It's basically Dynasty meets Sopranos meets the R&B hip-hop version of Glee. It's a music, you know, as we have a record label, and you talk about a crazy character. Cookie is, get ready for the cookie craze, because everybody's going to love the cookie fever. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, guys.